In the background, you might hear a bunch of tieless shirts, slightly hot under the lights, talking clever things about all the intricacies that people who want to develop on the 360 platform and all the bits around it, all the things they want to know. We're upstairs at the moment, we being myself and Terence.
Hello.
Twitter name, please.
Eden T.
Eden T.
My surname is Eden, my first name is Terence, hence Eden T. Not the most original, but easiest to remember.
And when you got married, what were you wearing?
I was wearing a beautiful black number in the style of Mr. Darth Vader.
I've seen the photographs, everybody. This guy was dressed as Darth Vader when he got married. Certainly a day to remember. If you can ignore the background chatter, we've just been chattering about the Samsung H1, or should I say the Vodafone 360 H1 by Samsung, device specification details. Now, initially Mark Rock, you may know Mark Rock as being the perpetrator behind Audioboo. He wanted to know the chipset, so I said, yes, I know what it is. Quick, find a sheet and read out Texas Instruments OAMP 3430 600 megahertz application processor with a QCT 62900 baseband processor.
These are very important things. You know, the QCT 6290 baseband processor is far better than the 6289 baseband processor.
You have no idea what that means either.
No, not really, but I do know that it comes with either 16 gigabytes or 8 gigabytes of user memory and takes SD cards, so you thwack in
SD card?
Yeah, so you thwack in a micro SD card, which I think go up to 32 gigabytes now.
Pretty juicy.
So 32 plus 16, or someone better than maths will tell me it's 48 gigabytes, which is a sizable chunk of music. You could listen to that.
Not bad at all, but you'll probably be streaming your music nowadays through a Spotify app, because if it doesn't have something like that soon, it probably won't, because it means people won't buy stuff from the Vodafone store.
Well, we've
no, hang on, streaming music
streaming
sells
music
more music.
It's fine, yeah. I mean, like we said, certainly Vodafone in the UK offers tariffs which allow you to use P2P, so VoIP. If you
until
want to
they
stream,
take P2P away from us.
Well, let's hope that Mr. Mandelson, Lord Mandelson, I'm sorry, Lord Mandelson. That was Mr. Payne making the Darth Vader noises. I would never be so disrespectful to our lords and masters. But, so we're quite happy to approve any app on the 360 shop as long as it's not abusive or breaks your phone, basically.
No boobs.
As long as you mark it as adults only, and we've got access control, so if you're under 18 or whatever the age is in your country.
So you're allowed boobs?
I'm not allowed boobs because I'm married and my wife disapproves of such things, but certainly if you wanted to create an adult application and it was, you know, still fell within our taste and decency guidelines, which are all available on the web, then yes, you can you could put one, maybe even two, as you colloquially put them, boobs in your application.
What I was interested in, forget boobs for a moment, erase them from your mind. Now, as soon as I say that, everybody's actually thinking boobs. But I wanted to talk about something much more exciting, and that's UMTS 900, 2100 megahertz, which I didn't really know much about until a moment ago when you explained to me a really interesting story. And it is interesting if you're a geek. So please, hang in there.
So the Vodafone 360 H1 by Samsung, that is a long name. I think we're just going to call it the H1 from now on. The H1 does GSM on quad band, which means you can take it around the world and use 2G services for voice and data. That's fine. It also does UMTS, 2100 megahertz, which will give you 7.2 megabits down and 5.6 megabits up.
And this
which
is normal, isn't it? This is what we use now, isn't it?
Yeah, this is pretty fast. And 21 megahertz is the standard. But this the chipset also allows UMTS on the 900 megahertz band.
Which, hang on, the slight geeky gene within me would say the lowest frequencies mm-hmm. used in communications at the moment are used in submarines because they need to pass through very, very dense objects. So if 900 is slightly lower than 2100, it must be able to pass through walls.
Indeed. So the history behind this is, I'm not an expert, but in the late 80s, Cellnet, as it was, and Vodafone were given by the UK government the 900 megahertz spectrum in the UK to do 2G radio. That was great. Then Orange and the other one, T-Mobile, now the same person, came along, and there was an auction for the 1800 megahertz spectrum, which Vodafone bid for, as everyone else spent lots of money on it. Now, as I understand it, the EU wants to repurpose the 900 megahertz spectrum for UMTS, for 3G speeds. It's absolutely fantastic. fantastic because it means that you'll get faster speeds indoors, which is what everyone wants. The only problem is, and again, I'm not an expert and I don't really understand the politics behind it, is this would mean taking away the 900 megahertz spectrum from O2, as Cellnet now are, and Vodafone. And so I think there's some conversations going on with Ofcom and no doubt Peter Mandelson about whether mobile companies will be compensated for this or whether they'll have to share it around or give it back. But the end result is when it does happen and we've got UMTS on 900 megahertz across Europe, then you'll be able to use this 360 device, 7.2 megabits downstream while you're sat on the loo, probably.
Maybe on the tube. On the loo on the tube. Who knows?
We will have toilets on the tube before we have mobile on the tube, I'm sure.
I think I just saw someone walk past with a 900 megabytes from my cold dead hands t-shirt on.
Absolutely. So, like I say, this device is pretty nice. It's fairly future-proof. It's got loads of memory. It's battery life. Hang on, I'm going to read off the spec sheet because I can't remember. The battery is 1500. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Round of applause for me. 1500. I was going to say 1500 mega amps. That would be awesome. But 1500 milliamps lithium battery charges by USB. So the standard, the new micro USB, or do I mean mini USB? I get confused. It's a really thin USB, which is
the one that's going to be on all the phones because we shouldn't be buying chargers left, right, and centre
exactly.
And polluting the planet with all this.
Vodafone have agreed to standardise on this. China Mobile standard. Everyone's going on this. But the standby time is 460 hours, which is like 20 days or something like that.
Some people have phones for less time than that.
Exactly. And the talk time, the tested talk time in ideal conditions, your mileage may vary, is 424 minutes.
It comes with a little one noted next to it. But I don't talk loudly. Don't talk and use long words.
Don't use long words. I think that's... it's too late to be doing
I must say, though, the demoing people here have been using all the graphically intensive, all the hardcore 3G stuff, have been charging their phones up a lot today.
But the great thing is... you've got 16 gigs or 8 gigs of music space on there, and the audio playback time is 22 hours. I guess it's got a 3.5 mil headset, so you can just plug in any normal headphones you don't
need.
Oh,
glorious.
You do not need a special adapter.
Apple have removed the old little iPod tiny shuffle thing, which took any headphone, so you have to have the stupid ones with a controller in now.
Far be it from me to criticise Apple's atrocious design decisions, but yeah, this takes a standard USB charger, it will take a standard micro SD card, it will take standard headphones, it will do standard Bluetooth.
It's all about standards, ladies and gentlemen.
Jill is a part
she's,
of the
she's great.
Jill is great. Joint Innovation Labs, you've got the W3C standards on there. In fact, if you take the browser is Opera-based. If you point it at the W3C mobile tests, I think it gets 14 out of 16 and actually hits about 98% on the ACID 3 test, which is somewhat better than Internet Explorer 6, shall we say.
All this talking has given me a dry mouth. Is it nearly beer time?
It is. Let me just check my clock.
Oh, he's got an app. The new H1 that lets you know if it's beer time.
And it says it is, yes indeed, it is beer o'clock.
Hang on, it's just text and it always says it's beer o'clock.
This is a feature, not a bug.
This is a feature, not a bug. Onward. You might in any second now hear the sound of something opening.
Just one last thing to say. As a number of people, including Loudmouth Man, have asked, does this device run Symbian? Is it, what is it? Is it proprietary? It's not. It's Linux. It's Limo. It's standard Linux. I'm not saying that you can get root on it and do an apt-get and stuff like that, but if you want to develop, we've got a Linux developer SDK for native phone applications. Linux, rock solid, as you know. So hopefully it will crash a little less often than the iPhone.
Terence, we need to do a podcast. Terence Eden from Vodafone. It's great talking to you. You've mentioned boobs. You've mentioned getting root. There's the most exciting person I've spoke to today.
In my defence, you mentioned boobs. I feel like I'm... You said boobs first. I'm going to tell on Christian. Miss!
Right, I'm going. I'm going and leaving him with boobs in his mind. Bye-bye.